How rescue of U.S. airmen in remote part of Iran unfolded. Trump declares victory after rescue, but threats to U.S. operation in Iran still loom. Hungary alleges plot to blow up gas pipeline ahead of election. Pope Leo calls for global leaders to choose peace in his first Easter Mass. Cambodia unveils statue to honor famous landmine-sniffing rat. Artemis's stunning moon pictures, science or holiday photos. AI videos fuel rhetoric as Orbán bids for 4 more years in Hungary. Man charged over fatal shooting of baby in pram in New York. German males under 45 may need military approval for long stays abroad. U.S. says it has arrested relatives of late Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Russian attack on Ukraine market kills 5. Fugitive mafia boss wanted for murder arrested in Amalfi Coast. Luxury villa. Artemis II crew now halfway to moon as they take spectacular. Image of Earth world's oldest leader to get a deputy for first time in 43-year rule. Australians told to continue Easter travel plans despite fuel shortages. French-owned ship passes through Strait of Hormuz. ICE wanted to build a detention center. This small farming town said no. The man who became one of India's greatest stage queens. After 16 years in power, could Viktor Orban finally be unseated? Faced with new energy shock, Europe asks if reviving nuclear is the answer. How Canada's largest gun control effort in decades is missing the mark. How Bombay went from a fort city to a bustling metropolis. We want a voice in our land, the people evicted to build Nigeria's capital. We are at the edge of a battlefield, BBC reports, near Strait of Hormuz. Absolutely spectacular. Artemis II crew see first glimpse of far side of moon. What we know so far about the search for missing U.S. airmen in Iran. Watch Artemis II's journey so far as it leaves Earth orbit in 85 seconds. BOJ says regional economies could worsen due to fallout of Middle East conflict. Trump vows hell for Iran if Strait stays shut, says a deal is possible. Gold prices fall amid conflicting Iran war signals. U.S. rescues airmen, vows hell for Iran if Strait stays shut. Oil extends surge with focus on Trump's deadline over Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices open higher as U.S.-Israeli war with Iran continues to disrupt supply. Explosives found near pipeline that carries Russian gas to Hungary. Zelensky in Syria to discuss security cooperation with Sharjah. OPEC Plus mulls paper output hike as Iran war paralyzes 15% of global oil supply. Trump says deal with Iran possible by Monday, Fox News reports. Asia stocks, Nikkei, Kospi rise over 1% on report of Iran ceasefire talks. Citigroup pushes back Fed rate cut timeline after strong job numbers. UPS, Teamsters reach settlement that caps driver severance offers. Asia markets brace for Trump's promised assault on Iranian infrastructure. Britain woos Anthropic expansion after U.S. defense clash. FT says Wall Street futures reverse losses after report of U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks. Samsung Electronics, likely to report stupendous surge in quarterly profit to record level. Paramount secures $24 billion from Gulf funds for Warner deal, WSJ reports. 3 Gulf funds agree to back Paramount's $81 billion takeover of Warner, WSJ reports. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOEX Russia index unchanged. War weighs on Egypt's private sector as PMI hits near 2-year low in March. Vietnam Q1 GDP growth slows to 7.83% YY from 8.6% YY in Q4. Highs and lows from the U.S. jobs report. U.S. services PMI dips below expectations, signals sector contraction. China services activity eases from 33-month high in March, rating dog. PMI Russia's services sector contracts for first time in 6 months. PMI shows Japan's services growth slows as Middle East war dents confidence. PMI shows U.S. fixed 30-year mortgage rate rises to 6.46% amid Iran war. India's services growth slows to 14-month low as Middle East war hits demand, PMI shows.